读到了他的前面两段歌词的时候，我就特别的感动。他说道：“天父，天父，你是我天上的父，你带我踏上回家的路，我心中充满喜乐。耶稣，耶稣，你是我的救主，你嫌我常受世上的苦，我愿意荣耀你的名。”我当时就读到这两首词的时候，我特别的感动，我特别的感动。在陈凯这次住院的期间，我们有去看望他。我当时就不知道在心里应该跟他做一些什么事情，或者是在床前跟他有一些什么样的交流。我就跟我们家丽萍讨论这件事情，然后他就告诉我，他说你为什么不带更多的圣歌唱给他听呢？所以自从那一次以后，我就每一次我就到他的病房里面就为他唱圣歌。我当时就发现圣歌它表达了我们很多的意思，我们有时说不出来的，在圣歌里面它都能够表现出来。何等美好，这样的歌曲能够代表我们的心声。我们来一起来唱这首我们教会自己的歌曲，如今我献上，来感受我们的信心，感受我们的力量，感受我们向主的信。来，我们一起来唱这首歌。天父，天父，你是我天上的父，你带我踏上回家的路，我心中充满喜乐。耶稣，耶稣，你是我的救主，你嫌我常受世上的苦，我愿意荣耀你的名。哦，圣灵，圣灵，浇灌我们，祭赞美赞你真神，如今我献上，如今我献上。哦，圣灵，圣灵，浇灌我们，祭赞美赞你真神，如今我献上，如今我献上。天父，天父，你是我天上的父，你带我踏上回家的路，我心中充满喜乐。耶稣，耶稣，你是我的救主，你嫌我常受世上的苦，我愿意荣耀你的名。哦，圣灵，圣灵，赞佑我们，祭赞美赞你真神，如今我献上，如今我献上。哦，圣灵，圣灵，浇灌我们，祭赞美赞你真神，如今我献上，如今我献上。大家请坐。
耶和华神，那成教于亘古之天的主，是当受颂赞的，他荣耀的名是当受颂赞的，直到永远。 愿他的荣耀充满全地。弟兄姐妹们，主日平安。下面让我们一起站立，来到主的施恩宝座前，献上我们的敬拜、赞美、感恩祷告。我们在天上的阿爸父，赏赐丰富的主，我们要赞美你。主，你是我们的力量，我们的盾牌，我们的避难所，是患难中我们随时可得的帮助。主啊，有你在与我们在一起，我们的心中有平安，有喜乐，有永生的盼望。主啊，我们感谢你，是你救赎了我们，因着你的呼召，因着你十字架的救恩，我们能够来到你的面前，进入你的王国。我们衷心的感谢赞美你。主啊，我们感谢你，是你用你的宝血洁净了我们。当我们反省认罪悔改，你是公义的神，你必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。主啊，我们感谢你带领我们走义路，脱离黑暗，进入光明。主，我们感谢你，感谢你用你那完满的恩惠来爱我们，来接受我们。主，我们感谢你用圣经来教导我们，让我们明白，当我们信靠主，与主相连。
这个系列本来讲第二讲的想讲啊，道成肉身。
The second session, and we want to talk about become flesh.
就是创造天地万物的主，他为了拯救世人，他成为一个人，进入人类的历史。
So the creator of this universe, because he wants to save us, so he become a flesh, came to this world.
所以，但是圣灵的感动说，你在讲道成肉身以前，你还是要讲一讲这个道与神的关系，道与被造这个世界的关系。
So the Holy Spirit inspired me I have to talk before I talk about become flesh.I should talk about the relationship between the word and God and the word and the world.
所以上礼拜呢，我们啊已经传讲了天父与圣子的之间的爱是一切爱的源头。
So last week we talked about the love between God the Father and God the Son is the source of everything.
第二点呢，所以神爱我们呢，是因为父神爱他的独生儿子。
And the second point is that God loves us because God loves His only Son.
再点击一下，你就点一下，可以 ？OK， 好的。所以今天呢，我们看看这个道到底圣父。到底什么关系？道与被造物到底又是一个什么关系？有三个问题，什么是道
？So today we will dig in deep to look what is the relationship between God the Father and the Word, and also what's the relationship between the Word and His creation.
所以我们怎么认识耶稣基督呢？我们说耶稣基督是谁？
So how can we identify Jesus Christ, know him?
我们常常说啊，耶稣基督啊，他赦免了我的罪，耶稣基督爱我，这都是对的。
So we always talking about Jesus Christ saved our life, he loves us, this is all right.
但是呢，我们常常的呢，会用我们自己人的这个地位上来定位耶稣基督。
But we always talk about the Jesus' love, who he is from our perspective.
所以这个时候容易产生人为中心的一个信仰。
So this has a danger to create a kind of the faith. It's centered with human.
所以我们今天要来再一次的思考三位一体之间的奥秘。
So today we want to think about again this mystery of the Trinity.
这三位一体神之间的关系奥秘是一切奥秘的源头。
What is the relationship among different characters of this Trinity, and that understand that this is everything, the source of our human.
So 今天讲三个问题，什么是神的道？
So today we want to talk about the three points. First, what is word?
所以六个字，大家记住六个字就好了。这六个字都是圣经。一个是
so we have a six six word to describe this.
I am.这个耶稣摩西问耶和华你的名字是什么、
So the first word is I am.
摩西问耶和华你的名字是什么，耶和华回答说我是 I am who I am, 我是。
So Moses asked the Lord, who are you? And the Lord answered, I am who I am.
所以我们从这个 I am 来找这个神的话与天父的关系。
So we start with the word I am to find out what is the truth from the Lord.
第二个点呢，是神是怎么创造这个世界的。
So the second point is how the Lord created this world.
在哥罗西书第一章第十五节啊，讲到说是借着他造的这个世界。
So from the Colossians of chapter 1, it said, through him, through Jesus Christ, the Lord created this world.
第三个问题说，天父为什么要创造这个世界呢？
So the third point is why the Lord, Godly Father, created this world.
答案是为了他，这个他就是为了耶稣基督，神的道。
And the answer is for him. This him is Jesus Christ.
好，三个问题，我们先来。
So this is our three questions.
第一个啊，我们来看一下哥罗西书啊，先哥罗西书第一章第十五节到第十六节，你们有圣经可以打开啊。
So Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 to 17.
啊，就讲到爱子是那看不见的神之像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。因为万有都是在他里头造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有权位的、统治的，或是执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他、为他造的。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth.Visible and invisible, whether throne or powers of or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him.
Amen.
Amen.
我们先来做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，求你亲自祝福你自己的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, please bless your word.
让我能够讲得清楚，讲得明白。
So that I can speak, interpret it very clearly.
让你的子民能够听得清楚，也听得明白。
So that your children will understand clearly, understand the truth.
使他们能够有能力行出来。
So that they will act in their life.
我们把下边的半小时时间交在你的手中，求你亲自祝福。
Please bless the following time, so that the time will be pleased by you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen.
所以我们看第一节 The Son、这个就是神的道、神的儿子也叫神的儿子，它是什么呢？它是一个像，一个 image、是一个看不见神的可以看得见的像。
So who is the Son or this word、the Son is the image of the invisible God.
所以神为什么需要一个像呢？
Why God need an image?
因为他看不见。
Because God is invisible to us.
我们不能够认识他。
And we cannot know him.
所以我们只能借着一个像，我们可以认识他。
So we have to know him through an image.
好，那讲到像，其实还有一个像。我们人是按照神的形象，按照神的样式造的。
When we talk about the image, there's another image. It's about image of ourselves. We are created through God's image.
好，为了让我们能够更好的认识圣父与圣子之间的关系，我们先来看一看啊，按照神的形象，按照神的样式造的人啊，有一个属性是很特别的。
So before we try to understand the image of God the Father and God the Son, let's look at God the images of ourselves because we have one common nature of this image.
所以神只造人是按照他的形象，按他的样式造的。动物没有神的形象，没有神的样式。
So God created humans in His image, but not create the animals in His image.
那很多人就问了，到底神的形象、神的样式是什么呢？
So many people may ask, what is really God's image?
有人说
，What it look like
是人有能够交流的能力，有语言。
Some may say humans have a language that we can communicate.
不错，人是有很复杂的。抽象思维的语言能力交流。
That's right. We have a language, and we have a very abstract logical thinking to communicate.
但是动物呢，也有简单的交流的语言。
But animals have language too. Their language may be simple.
Yeah. 所以，但是人有一件东西呢，是动物永远不可能有的。
And human has one thing that no other animals have.
你们有没有这样的经验？大概六七个月的小 baby， 你把它放到镜子面前，他看到镜子里那个 baby 的时候，哎，他就很惊讶，他觉得哎，那是另外一个 baby， 他不知道那个 baby 就是他自己。
So for all of your parents, do you have this experience when you have a newborn? When the baby was like 6 or 7 months old, you put him or her before the mirror.And he found out that there's another baby on the other side, and he will be very excited. He does not know that's himself; it's his image.
但是当他长到一岁两岁的时候，他很快就能够学到哦，那个镜子里的就是我自己。
And then when he grow like one or two years old, he will pretty quickly understand that the image from the mirror that is himself.
但是你把最聪明的动物大猩猩。据说大猩猩的智力可以达到3-4岁孩子的智力。你搁到镜子面前，你怎么训练他，他也永远学不会。镜子里那个猩猩就是他自己。
And if you take a gorillas, and he, according to some research, he's very smart. And even if you put him before the mirror, he will never understand that image is him.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为人有一个自我意识
，because we have our human, we have a self sense.
所以这个第一人称我很重要。
The first noun, I, is very important.
我是谁
？Who am I?
这个是只有人有这样的意识。
And only human has this question.
所以我们常常会问自己说：“哎呀，我刚才做了什么事儿啊
？”So we always ask ourselves, "What did I do just a minute ago?"
刚才讲的什么话？为什么
？What did I say a minute ago?
其实好像这个很普通，大家都会这样做的，但是想起来很奇妙的。
And everyone do this very often, but actually, if you think about it, it's very interesting.
语所表达出的那个你在问他一个问题，这是两个我。
So this is like you have a two I, two myself. That the one is the very nature of myself asking about myself, who act out, what I look like.
所以这两个好像。都是我，但是又有分别的，又不一样的，又能够可以，这个是表达出来的我，这个是本体的我，我们两个人还可以有对话。
The two sides of me, actually it's all from myself, but they seems like having a communication, and they debate about each other.
这是很奇妙，这是神的形象，神的样式。
And this is very interesting. This is the image of God.
好，那我们来看看，神的儿子是什么呢？神的儿子就是神的表达。
So,
就是天父的表达。
Who is the Son of God? The Son of God is the image of God. It is the reflection of God.
或者可以说
expression of God.
神的儿子就是神的思想 the thought of God.
So the Son of God is the thought of God.
这个神的 thought of God is about himself. 是关于他自己的一些思想。
So the thought of God is about him and about himself.
所以我们人也有很多思想。
We humans have our thought as well.
我们有一些想我们自己，我们现在我是谁，我是胖，我是瘦，我是高，我是矮，我喜欢不喜欢我自己，我啊，这有很多关于自己的认识。
We always think about ourselves. Who am I? Am I overweighted or not? Or if I'm tall or I'm short or I'm fat?
所以神的儿子就是神的这个思想。是关于他自己的这个关于神自己的一个思想。
So God the Son is the thought of God, and it is the thought from God.
那天父呢，就是那个 thinking, 那个 thinker.
And the God the Father is the one who is thinking.
这是一个比较好的一个illustration, 关于三位一体的一个表达。
So this, I feel like this is a good illustration of the Trinity.
所以天父他要借着这个神的儿子来认识他自己。
So through his son and God want to be recognized, want to be identified.
所以这个表达不像我们的思想，我们认识我们自己很多的时候是 twisted, 是被扭曲的。
And that this expression of God is different from the, ourselves. When we always think about ourselves, sometimes we twisted our perspective. It's not a true reflection.
常常有这个低的自我自信，低的不好的自我形象。这些都是人对自己认识的一个扭曲。
And we always have our self-image, and most of the time that we overestimate ourselves, we don't see our shortcomings.
因为我们这个对自己的认识呢，受了别人的影响。
And our recognition of our own image, it's also influenced by the people around us.
受了其他谎言的欺骗，我们对自己呢或者估计过高，或者是估计过低，总是不正确的。有时候
，our self recognition could be impacted by some of the lies around us, and sometimes we can overestimate ourselves, sometimes we can underestimate ourselves.
所以，这个世界今天有很多的心理问题，其实都是对自我的认识出了问题。
So in this world right now, there are so many psychological problems. That's all because we don't know who we are.
但是耶稣基督，他是神的真相，他是完美的表达神自己。
But Jesus Christ is the real image of God. It's the real thought of God. It's the real expression of God.
不仅仅是神没有长相，神没有物质的长得。高啊矮啊鼻子高啊鼻子眼睛大眼睛小，这不是这个神的像是反映他的所有的 being, 他的 inside.
God does not have this superficial outlook, like have eyes or nose. God's image is the nature of himself. It's the expression of his nature.
他的最深的爱，最深的恨，最深的属性。
It reflects his deepest love, his deepest wrath.
所以我们说 天父爱耶稣，那为什么爱耶稣呢？因为耶稣是他自己的最完美的表达。
So when we say God the Father loves his son, why? Because God the Son is the perfect, the fullest expression of God himself.
所以从这个意义上讲，也说是神爱他自己。
So in this perspective, really, it's God the Father loves himself.
那一会儿你们说，哇，这是怎么会自己爱自己呢？
So you may ask why he loves himself.
如果一个人自己爱自己的话，我们说这个人有问题，有罪。
So if we say a man, he loves himself, we will say that he may be selfish. This is a sin.
但是神 God Father loved God's Son as a perfect. 为什么呢？
And why here we talk about the God Father loves God's Son, why this is perfect? Why?
因为所有的这个万有都在耶稣基督里边。
Because everything, all in all, it's everything in him, in Jesus Christ.
所以他爱他的独生儿子，就是爱所有的世上的一切，包括我们的世人。
So if God loves his only son, Jesus Christ,That also means he loves everything he has created, everything including us.
因为在世界没有被造以前，只有神、天父和神的儿子，他们的彼此的相爱。
So before the universe was created, there's only God, God Father and God Son, and God Father loves God Son.
奥古斯丁呢，甚至于把他更加的讲得更加的激烈一点，也很有很多的圣经的根据，他讲到说，这个那爱是什么呢？圣灵是什么呢？圣灵就是圣父与圣子之间的那个爱，就是圣灵。
So, Augustus, the Saint Augustus, he goes a little bit extreme, and he's he said, what is the love? The love is the God the Father loves God the Son.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Excuse me. What is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the God Father loves God the Son.
所以在这世界没有造以前，那个世界在哪儿呢？世界在神的计划里边，在神的心意里边。所以以弗所书讲到说，在世界还没有被造以前，神就拣选了我们每一位。
So before the universe was created, where is the universe? The universe is in God's plan. So in Ephesians, it said, before the universe is created, God already chose us. He loves us.
So God Father loved God's Son. 神的这个创造就在神的这个表达里边，就在主耶稣基督里边。
God Father loves God's Son. So God's creation, it'sAlready expressed in his plan.
好，现在我们希望大家能够明白啊，这个是天父与耶稣之间的关系。
So now we
这样的密切。
I hope we understand the relationship between God the Father and God the Son.
好，那个我们跟这个 I am 有什么关系呢？啊，这个 I am 就是神。要给他自己起个名字，名字是做什么用的
？So what is I am? I am is God giving himself the name. So what is the name for?
一般我们给孩子起名字都是父母给孩子起名字，对吧？或者祖父祖母给孩子起名字。
When we given the child a name, usually the parent will give a name, or maybe grandparent give the child a name.
犹太人的传统。他们给孩子起名字的话是某某某的儿子，某某某的孙子啊，这样来定位。
From the Jews tradition, and they always gave the child the newborn name like somebody's son, somebody's grandson.
他为什么用他的父母，用他的祖父祖母来起他定位他呢？给他。
They always use the parent and grandparent to identify the child.
因为这个孩子是从父母出来的，是从祖父祖母啊，这个传这个那个权柄比他大，因为是他是出于他们。
Because this child is along the genealogy, it's from the parent, from the grandparent.
那当摩西问耶稣啊，问天父，问耶和华说：“你的名字是什么？”的时候，神没有一个比他大的。
So when Moses asked God, "Who you are? Who are you?" and God does not have anybody precede him.
所以他只能说 "I am who I am."
So God answered, "I am who I am."
这是他的啊宣告，也是他是神的一个伟大的宣告。
And this is a great proclamation from God.
所以今天我们用这个啊 "I am" 来知道神的儿子是耶稣基督完美的像。
So today we will use this I am as the name of God, and Jesus Christ, God's Son, is the perfect expression of God.
好，我们上礼拜讲了道与神的关系啊。
Last week we talked about the word, the relationship between the word and God.
所以在In the beginning, 在世界没有被造以前，只有什么？只有这个神的道。
So in the beginning, before the universe was created, there's only the word.
所以这个 word 呢，它是与神同在，但是它又是神。它一个东西，它又是同在，它又是它。它到底是它呢，还是不是它呢？
So the word.Existed together with God, and the Word is God.
所以耶稣基督他的本质上他就是神，他是神的完美的表达，完全的一个啊，在一个表现，一个让我们认识了耶稣，你就认神；你相信耶稣，你就是相信天父啊；你看见耶稣，就是看见天父。
So the word is a perfect expression of God. The word is God. If we know the word, if we know Jesus Christ, we know God.
你相信耶稣基督呢，就是相信神。
If we believe Jesus Christ, we believe God.
这些话呢，都是在约翰福音里边讲的。
And all these truths is from the book of John.
当时腓力啊问耶稣说父啊。但是耶稣啊，请你把父显给我们看。耶稣就斥责他说你不知道你看见我就是看见父吗？
And Philip asked Jesus, Lord, please show God to us. And Jesus rebuked him and said, if you see me, you see God.
所以父与子呢，同为神。
So, God the Father and God the Son, they are all God.
但是他们又是不同的。
And they are also, but they are still different.
他是两个位格。
And they are two persons.
不同的位格。由于不同的位格才有之间才有爱的关系。
They are the two persons of the same Trinity.
这是一个极大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
所以这个位格今天我们知道了啊，你可以用思想。的发出者和他的思想本身 来想象、啊、
So today we think about God, the different persons from the word, from the thought, to understand this great mystery.
好，我们看一下尼西亚信经、啊、就是讲到耶稣基督的、啊、这个跟神的关系。说我信、啊、一个神是父神，他是、啊、全能的父神，而且呢是创造天地万物的主、啊、看得见的和看不见的都是、啊、父神创造的。
So, from the doctrine that it said that we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, makers of heaven and earth, and of all that is seen and unseen.
第二句话呢是说第二段、啊、就讲到耶稣基督，在前一段讲到天父， 这个信经都是三段啊，三段。第一段天父，第二段耶稣基督，第三段圣灵。
So doctrine in the first part is talking about the God the Father. The second part talking about God the Son, Jesus Christ, and the third part talking about the Holy Spirit.
对，我信我主耶稣基督啊，神的独唯一的儿子，独生的儿子。然后呢？是怎么这个神的儿子是怎么来的呢？是 eternally begotten of the Father， 然后呢是从神而出的 ，God from God， 出于神啊而为神，出于光而为光，是真神从是 出于真神而为真神。
So the second part talking about Jesus Christ， the Christ that we believed is the one God， one Lord Jesus Christ， the only Son of God。Eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from the true God.
啊，所以这个 begotten 就像我们的思想是出于我们的啊，是耶稣基督也是出于天父的，但是这个出于不是被造，是首生，是从永恒里边，它就是出于天父。就像我们的思想，
so,
我们怎么知道？哎，我们很难分辨我这个思想是什么时候来的，好像有跟思想跟我永远在一起。
So begotten is the first; it's not created, but it's the firstborn from the Father, and it is with the Father from the very beginning.
Amen. 好，所以我们下面这是关于。刚才讲到这个 I am， 在希伯来书啊，讲到说，啊，启示啊，所以希伯来书第六章第十三节说，当初神应许亚伯拉罕的时候，因为没有比自己更大的可以指着启示，就指着自己启示，也是这个意思。比如说起名字也没有更大的来起他的名字了，他就说 I am who I am。
So,
他启示的时候他没有指着更大的启示，因为他就是一切的源头，他指着自己启示。
So in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 13 said when God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one it's greater for him to swear by, so he swear by himself.
好了，我们学到这个知识，我们知道一个真理，说父爱子，子爱父，这个爱是源头，父子就是父的这个一个思想，这个思想是关于他自己的，所以父天天想着的就是他自己。
So now we understand the source of everything is from the source God the Father and loves God the Son, and the God Father loves his begotten Son because everything is from his begotten Son.So he loves himself.
好，那
，maybe you see this person has a problem.
那为什么？人当只想到自己的时候就有问题呢，神他就是想到自己，就是爱他自己，就是对的。
So why when we think about ourselves we have a problem, but when God always think about himself and that's right.
因为当我们人只想到我们自己的时候，我们就不会想到神。神造我们的目的就是让我们来荣耀他，让我们来爱他所爱的。他所爱的就是父爱子，那我们也应该去爱子。我们不是爱自己，应该是爱神。
Because if we just think about ourselves, we'll be forgot about God. The original purpose for God create us because God want us to worship Him, to love Him, and we love Him, and we believe in His begotten Son.And we love through him, and we love God.
So we know, Father, every day thinks about his own son, 就是他自己。那我们也应该每天想着的就是神的儿子，就是神。他
God the Father thinks about his son. All think about his son. So we also should think about God's son and think about him in our life.
好，我们下面呢，很快的来讲第二点吧。这是讲到神的像。好，第二是 the creation， 就是说创造，神创造这个世界是什么原因呢？完全是出于爱。
So why God created this universe? God created this world. It's out of love.
所以神的儿子爱神。那神怎么样创造这个世界呢？我们来看一下。
God's son loves the father, but how God father created this world?
是 through the son, through him.
God created this world through him, through God's son.
什么叫做借着耶稣基督？
So what does it mean?
把这个世界造出来。
Through him.
借着。
To create this universe, to create this world.
我们刚才讲子是父的思想，那我们想想，那个一个建筑师，他要造一个房子，要设计一个房子，他是怎么设计出来的呢
？So I just talked about God the Son. God the Son is the thought of God the Father. So when we are going to build a building, how the architect will design this building?
所以这个 building 还没有被造出来以前，这 building 已经在建筑师的头脑中，在他的思想里面了。
Before the building come true, before the building was built, the building is already in the thought of the architect.
一个作曲家，在他写出来这美丽的乐章以前，这个乐章已经在他的心灵里面了。
So before the composer create this beautiful music.That music is already in his thought.
所以在神创造这个世界以前，这个世界已经在神的思想里边。谁是神的思想？
In the same way, before God created this beautiful universe, this universe is already in his thought, in his plan.
所以耶稣基督就是神的思想。
And Jesus Christ is that thought from God.
所以是神借着耶稣基督造了这个世界。
That's why it said it's a God create this universe through him, through Jesus Christ.
好，那我们怎么应用这个真理呢？
How can we apply this truth into our life?
那今天耶稣基督也要借着我们把福音传遍地极。
So today Jesus Christ will spread his gospels to the end of the earth through us, by us.
好，那最后呢，我们的这个神创造这个世界是为了什么呢？是为了神的荣耀。
So what is the purpose for God to create this universe? God created this universe for the glory of God.
好，这个一个圣徒他的一个很有名的话，给大家读一下，这个。说是不是神创造这个世界不是为了增加他的荣耀，他的荣耀不需要增加的，而是应该怎么样，而是把他的荣耀彰显出来，传达出来。
So Saint Bonaventure explained that God created all things not to increase his glory but to show itAnd to communicate it to us.
所以神创造这个世界为了什么呢？是为了他的儿子。
So God created this universe for him, for his begotten son.
那他的儿子为什么需要一个世界，需要我们世人？
Why his son need the universe, need this world, need us?
我们刚才讲，他的儿子就相当于一个思想。
And talked about God the Son. He's like the thought from God.
思想还是看不见摸不着的。
The thought is invisible.
就像一个建筑师的一个图像，他想的很美的一个建筑，但是呢，别人不知道。
It's like the architect, he has this beautiful building in his mind, but before he designed it, nobody knows what it looked like.
直到他画成图纸，工人把它造出来，造成一个很美的图，所有人都能看得见，因为已经变成物质了。
Until he designed and then draw it on the sheet, and people view, see it, what it looked like, and can make to build it.
所以他那个 glory, 那个荣耀是借着一个物质把它传递出来了，把它彰显出来了。
The glory of God is expressed from the material body.To express it, to show it to us.
所以父神爱神的儿子，他为了要把他的儿子的荣耀彰显出来，他创造了这个世界。
So God loves his son. He wants to show this glory out, show it, communicate it to us. So he created this universe to express his glory.
所以我们感谢主，我们复习一下啊，三个字，一个是 I am。I am 就是耶稣基督是神本体的真相。
So we thank God for this three word. Let's recall this three word. The first is I am. It's God his, himself.
第二个是借着他，借着耶稣基督，这个世界是借着耶稣基督造出来的。
And the second word is through him, through Jesus Christ, the world is created.
第三个是为了他的荣耀，为了让耶稣基督被世人看见。
Third word is for his glory. It's for his glory.
那好，我们最后为了他的荣耀，那我们知道这个真理以后，我们怎么样活呢？所以我们被造原来是为了神的荣耀。
Now we know this truth. We know this. The mystery of Trinity. How can we apply this in our life?
所以你今天知道，我们每一个人是神创造的杰作，是那个这个世界。我们这边可以讲，神创造太阳与月亮、星星、地面、海河，这一切都是舞台。这个舞台呢，是给人来表演的。
So we are His God's perfect creation. Now God created the universe, create the stars, the suns, the moon, the earth, and this is the stage for us.
所以我们要在这上演出什么呢？要把神的荣耀，把神创造我们的目的，把它实现出来，把它活出来。
And in this stage, we will express God's glory. We will show God's glory and live up to His purpose.
天父。为了他的独生儿子造了我们，那我们应该为耶稣而活。
God created this world, created us for His begotten Son, and we have to live our lives for Him, the begotten Son as well.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，今天你把这三位一体的奥秘启示给我们，让我们知道我们的人生的目的。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today's message that you tell us the mystery of Trinity, that you create us is for your glory.
让我们把你的荣耀活出来，使你的名得荣耀。
Let us live up to your glory, to express your glory through our lives, so that your name will be glorified.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.